Hey, howdy, Doomsday. Doomsday, interesting word. Here's a person. Her name is Doomsday. I mean, how do you make that kind of stuff up? But she's dooming everything. She's a regular person. She has a job. Regular. She has a regular job, but she ain't a regular person. And she says that there's no good thing in America. And yet she kind of survives from that good thing, from the capitalist system. She's in the financial world, I guess. Kind of strange, but she's on and on about, there's so many people on minimum wage that nobody can survive. And she makes 60 grand a year or some such, but with bonuses and all of the rest on top of that. But then she was asked, how many people are actually, on minimum wage that work? And she said, I don't know. That's the thing. That's kind of the core of it all. These people, they don't know stuff. They have these argumentative points, but they don't have any information. You get a fact and put it in front of them. Firstly, they don't know what to do with the fact, but it changes everything, the dynamics of the entire conversation, because they're clueless. That's the left. Here's a guy. He's 27 years old, and he was previously deported from the United States, and then he came back, and now he's serving a sentence for murder. He killed a person and he admitted it, but Trump has used his face in advertisements, I guess, saying this is how bad it is and here's an example. And now he's suing Trump. I think it's like for a huge number, $70 million or some such. And he says, I was put into this category that is bad. It harmed me and it harmed my family. He's a murderer and he should be deported. Actually, he shouldn't be. He should be hung first. That'd be good. And then deport him. It goes on and on. You know what? It's a sign of the times, I guess, in California. California, it's more or less legal to steal up to, I think it's $960. You can go into the shopping cart, fill it up, have your little calculator there so you don't go over that amount, and then you can go. And everybody leaves you be. Can you imagine? So now what's happening is stores are locking stuff up. Ground beef and steaks are locked up in some Walmart stores. Really? It's come to this? It has, because they're fighting the government. People are robbing them blind, and not a good thing. Here's a guy in California. He was in jail for stealing. He was in jewelry stores and other places stealing stuff, and it was over the limit, I guess, and so he went to jail. Then he got out on his own reconnaissance. He just signed a paper and said, I'm a good boy, and he left. Within hours, he was captured on video of robbing another jewelry store. And now he's back in jail. I don't know. He's back in the sheriff's office, I guess. I guess he'll fill out another form and go free again. California, what are you doing? I mean, the people don't want that. They don't want that. Bad guys should be put in bad places. That'd be jail. But anyway, liberals, they believe their opinion is the only opinion that matters. Your opinion doesn't matter. As long as it's the same as their opinion, then it doesn't matter. That's my opinion. Then you're allowed to have an opinion. Everyone in my opinion has a right to their own opinion. I don't agree with what they say, but I agree with their right to say it. I'll defend their right to an opinion. But the day I agree with their opinion, that's the day I'll eat a bucket of water with a fork. Liberals, they're crazy. Hey, have a good day. See ya.